Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome. Happy Sunday. Back for another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. And today we are done with division previews. Next week I'll make my final playoff picks and probably go over some of the final rosters. But today I'm going to look at over-unders. We're going to be looking at the over-unders for each of the NFL teams, going to be going in order of division, giving you what their over-under currently stands at and how I am feeling. But let's talk about some of the latest news and notes. There's been plenty of action. Two of the three open quarterback competitions have been decided. Daniel Jones getting the nod for the Colts. And judging by the comments made by Shane Steichen, sounds like he'll have a pretty long leash. I still think Anthony Richardson will end up starting there at some point during the season, whether due to injury or inefficiency. The Colts are not a team I'm incredibly high on. When we get to over-unders, you'll see I'm probably not alone there. But not a great sign for Anthony Richardson. Fair to wonder if he's ever really going to do anything in Indianapolis. Maybe needs a new place to go and get a fresh start. We shall see. I honestly would not be surprised if there are a lot of changes in Indianapolis after the season. The other team that made a decision is the Browns. They've gone with Joe Flacco. A lot of talk is, you know, Kenny Pickett's been injured. We haven't seen him play this preseason, but they are going to keep four quarterbacks, and he's going to be number two, Gabriel number three, and Sanders number four, or potentially a cut candidate. I thought he looked really good his first outing in the preseason. Did not play in week two because he was injured. Yesterday was the third quarterback in. A lot of mixed feelings about the play calling and the players he was settled with, but he did not look good. Gabriel, I thought, looked okay in his first outing in game two. I thought he looked pretty good yesterday. But Flacco going to be the starter. The Browns, another team people are not incredibly bullish about. The one team that remains open is the Saints. And I honestly watched all of their third preseason game because they were playing my Denver Broncos. Spencer Rattler got the start. I thought going into that game, they were leaning for Rattler being the starter. He seemed like he had been better throughout the preseason. But honestly, I thought Tyler Shuck looked a little bit better yesterday. And now I kind of understand why Kellen Moore has yet to make a decision. They did go and acquire Devon Bailey from the Broncos to add to their wide receiver room. You know, they still have Alvin Kamara. I actually thought Kendre Miller looked good in spurts there. So maybe an encouraging sign for people who have been holding on to Miller in Dynasty as well. Maybe they have some pieces. You know, I've thought for a while that they were going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL, that they were going to be a very bad team. I still don't think they're going to be good. But interestingly enough, they do not have the lowest over-under number when we get into those. Some other trades. Brian Robinson Jr. Was kind of a stunning move. They were on the Monday night preseason game this last week, and it kind of came out he wasn't going to play, that he had fallen out of favor with his team. They were holding him out because they were planning to trade him, and lo and behold, they did trade him just recently for a sixth-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers. Good for the 49ers. It appears Isaac Garendo is banged up. They've been a little bit thin at running back, and they want somebody behind Christian McCaffrey. Not great for fantasy if you were holding on to Brian Robinson Jr., who, while putting up RB3 numbers, had been a steady starting play. I don't feel like he's a steady starting option anymore with the 49ers, as long as Christian McCaffrey is healthy. Something to keep an eye out on. The 49ers were busy. They also traded for wide receiver Sky Moore, kind of an indication that they have some major issues. DeMarcus Robinson got a 3-game suspension, had his own DUI. Brandon Ayuk is not expected to be available until into October. Juwan Jennings struggling with a calf injury, also has been unhappy about a contract, hasn't been practicing, hasn't been part of what they're doing. Ricky Pearsall was injured to start training camp, seemingly working his way back. Jordan Watkins, a promising rookie, has been held out. So Sky Moore, Robbie Chosen could be guys that end up being a factor when we get started. Well, that'll do it for the news or notes. So why don't we turn things over to looking at our main story, and that is going to be the over-unders. I'm going to go one division at a time. We are going to have a lot of fun here going through the NFL. I'm going to start with the AFC. I'm going to go west, north, east, south, and then west, north, east, south for the NFC. I'm going to give you the number, and then I'm going to give you how I feel about it. These are things to keep in mind, you know, if you're placing early preseason bets. Might give you an idea of where I'm leaning for playoffs. I've still been going back and forth about a few of these finishes, but I will have my final playoff predictions next Sunday. Really looking forward to that. So first up, the AFC West. Kansas City Chiefs have an over and under of 11.5. To go over, you'd say 12 or more. To go under, 11 or less. I'm going to say under. I think 11 feels like a good number for them. Los Angeles Chargers, 9.5 on their over and under. They won 11 last year. So 10 would be over, 9 or less would be under. I'm going to take a slight under. I think they are a 9-18, maybe a little regression there. Denver Broncos, 9.5, 10 would be over, 9 would be under. I'm going to take an over there. I think the Broncos can win 10 or 11 games as they did last year and make the playoffs. Raiders, 6.5. This one was a tough one. 7 would be over, 6 would be under. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they can be a 7-win team. Now onto the AFC North. Baltimore Ravens had the highest one. 11.5 was their over-under. I'm going to take the slight under. I think 11 wins feels about right for them as well. Cincinnati Bengals, 9.5 on the over-under. I'm going to take the over. I think the Bengals will be neck and neck with the Ravens, 10, 11 wins. I think they can get back into the playoffs. Pittsburgh Steelers, 8.5 for their over-under.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
8 means a losing season, which Mike Tomlin has not had. They have Aaron Rodgers in. 9 would be the slight over. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they will win at least 9 games. I don't know that they're a playoff team. I just feel like the AFC is very crowded, but I don't think they're going to finish below 500 either. Cleveland Browns, the bottom of that division, 4.5. They're over under. I struggled with this. They have the pieces. 5 wins, not incredibly tough. But I am going to take the slight under and say they are around four wins. Not a great team. AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 11.5. I'm going to take the over. I think that they will potentially be the number one seed in the AFC. I like them to get to 12 wins. New England Patriots, interesting one. 8.5 is their over-under. I'm going to take the over. I think they can get to 9 or 10 wins and be in the playoff conversation. Miami Dolphins, 7.5 over under. I'm going to take the under. I just have not been in on the Dolphins this season. New York Jets, a rough one, 5.5 as their over under. I had some early optimism. They haven't looked great. I'm going to take the slight over because it would not surprise me to see them get to 6 or 7 wins. AFC South, the Houston Texans sitting at 9.5. I'm going to take the over. I think they get to at least 10 wins and win the division. Jacksonville Jaguars at 7.5. I'm going to take the over here too. I don't think they'll win the division. I don't think they'll get to double digits, but I could see them getting to 9 games or at least 8 games, and I think that's enough to be over. Indianapolis Colts, 7.5 as their over-under. I'm going to take the under. I just don't believe in the Colts this year. Tennessee challenged me. They have a 5.5 over-under. 5 wins would be a little bit of a growth. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they can get to 6 wins. And that'll wrap up the AFC. So Kansas City was under. Los Angeles Chargers under. Broncos over. Raiders over. Ravens slight under. Bengals over, slight over for the Steelers, under for the Browns, over for the Bills, over for the Dolphins, under for the Dolphins, and slight over for the Jets, slight over for Houston Texans, over for the Jacksonville Jaguars, under for the Colts, slight over for the Titans. Now let's move on to the NFC. And in the NFC West, San Francisco actually has the highest over under at 10.5. I'm going to take the slight under. I don't think anyone wins more than 10 games in the West. I think it's a very tight division. Los Angeles Rams, 9.5. I'm going to take the slight over. I think both of them will be right around 10 wins. Seattle Seahawks, 8.5. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they can get to 9 wins. Arizona Cardinals, 8.5. I'm going to take the slight under. I think 8 is probably right around where they get locked up. NFC North, the Green Bay Packers, 10.5, or the Detroit Lions, 10.5. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they can get to 11 wins. Green Bay Packers, 9.5. That one's pretty close to a push for me, but I am going to take the slight over. I'm going to say they get to 10 wins. Minnesota Vikings, 8.5. I'm going to take the under. I think the Vikings take a step back this year. Chicago Bears, 8.5. To take the over, you'd have to believe they'd get to 9 wins. I think they can. Are they a lock? No, but no guts, no glory. I'm going to take the slight over and say they make it to 9. Philadelphia Eagles, 11.5. I'm going to take the under. I think they are 10 or 11 wins. Washington Commanders, 9.5. You know, I would have hammered the over a couple of weeks ago, but I'm getting a little nervous about some of the things going on with the Commanders. They still haven't made any headway with Terry McLaurin. I don't know if this running game option is going to work out for them. I'm going to say slight under and lock them at 9 wins. Dallas Cowboys, 8.5. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they can get to 9 wins. New York Giants, 5.5. I'm going to take the under. I think 5 is probably about right for them. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 9.5. You know, I like a lot of their pieces. I'm going to take the slight over. I think they can get to 10 wins. Atlanta Falcons, 7.5. Now, this is a very interesting situation. They had 8 wins, or they went 7-10, a year ago. Can they win a lot more games? I'm going to take the slight over and say that they will get to 8. Carolina Panthers, 6.5. That feels like a really good number for them. I'm going to take the slight over and say they can get to 7. New Orleans Saints, 5.5. I'm going to take the under. I just still don't believe that they are a great team. So that wraps up the NFC. We'll recap it here. San Francisco 49ers, slight under from 10.5. Los Angeles Rams, slight over at 9.5. Seattle Seahawks, slight over at 8.5. Arizona Cardinals, slight under at 8.5. In the NFC North, Detroit Lions, slight over at 10.5. Green Bay Packers, slight over at 9.5. Minnesota Vikings, under at 8.5. Chicago Bears, slight over at 8.5. Philadelphia Eagles, slight under at 11.5. Washington Commanders, slight under at 9.5. Dallas Cowboys, slight over at 8.5. New York Giants, slight under at 5.5. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, slight over at 9.5. Atlanta Falcons, slight over at 7.5. Carolina Panthers, slight over at 6.5. And New Orleans Saints, under at 5.5. Well, that'll do it for me for this week for over-unders. I'll be back talking some of the latest news. There's cut-down day is Tuesday, so there should be some surprising changes and cuts. And then next week, I will also talk about my predictions for NFL honors winners, kind of the awards that come out, and do my final playoff predictions. And I will give a little bit of a preview for Thursday Night Football, which is going to be the kickoff game on September 4th. So until then, hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.